All right, on this Tuesday morning, you heard about this in the news just a few minutes ago. Port Huron Schools and the city of Port Huron are teaming up to provide school resource officers in both of the high schools in Port Huron, Port Huron High and Port Huron Northern. The superintendent of Port Huron Schools, Jamie Kane, is here to tell us a little bit more about how this is going to work. Jamie, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
I know we just talked about this a week ago, not this specifically, but we talked about school safety, and at that time you were close to having all the T's crossed and the I's dotted. But tell us a little bit more about what's going to be happening here.
Yeah, correct. So, you know, first and foremost, we reiterate to our community that safety of our students and staff is certainly our priority as a school district. And we're really thankful that the city of Port Huron, City Manager James Freed, Chief Baker, they agree that there's no better investment for us to work collaboratively on than safety of community members, which predominantly a large number of those are students and staff. So what we're looking to do and what we are going to do effective today is we are going to place two full-time police officers in our schools on a daily basis. These officers will be called school resource officers, and they will be responsible for much more than just being there as armed officers waiting for something bad to happen. These police officers will be staff members. They will be acclimated and included in all the staff activities. They will become part of that learning culture at these schools. They'll be responsible for building relationships with kids. Kids will be able to see them in a different light. Too often, I think police get the view of, you know, people see them only when they're reacting to something, when people behave badly. So this opportunity for them to build relationships with staff and students every day, having that presence is invaluable. They'll also work with our middle schools and elementary schools. Now, it's important for people to remember that a district our size, we have different jurisdictions within the district. The city of Port Huron covers a significant percentage of our district. We also have a percentage of our district that the county responds to, the sheriff's department responds to. So the city school resource officers will have home bases out of Port Huron Northern and Port Huron High School. We've identified these individuals. We're excited to introduce them at a press conference in a few minutes. These are individuals who are tied to the community, went through our school system, even have kids in our district. They want to be a part of this, and they want to work with kids and staff. And that's an important quality that we looked for in the interview process. But they're going to be integrated into the school environment, and they're going to be there to develop, mentor, and build relationships with students. And we think that's invaluable. That's so much more than just hiring security to come in and patrol our doors and make sure that bad things aren't happening.
Is this in direct response to the Florida school shooting on February 14th?
I think the Florida shooting certainly accelerated this discussion. But one of the things that we did in the summer of 2014 was a safety and security needs assessment. And at that time, we identified certainly that the entrances to our facilities needed significant enhancement. Our bond has allowed for us to do that. We're in the middle of having all of our schools updated with safe and secure entrances with multiple layers of deterrence built in with the reconfiguration of that physical building space. But we also identified at that time the need to explore and look to put in place school resource officers. That's part of our formal strategic plan for the school district. And, you know, we started looking aggressively at how that might happen. We applied collaboratively with the city of Port Huron for some grant money that would maybe offset that cost. Unfortunately, nothing materialized for us. But I think in light of the most recent tragedy, I felt strongly, and I know that James Freed did and so did Chief Baker, that we had to do something now because the money involved, although there is a cost to this, certainly couldn't be a primary deterrent from making this happen for the safety and security of students and staff.
Have you already identified who these officers are going to be, and have they undergone any special training to do this?
So, yeah, these officers have been identified. They're existing members of the Port Huron Police Department, and they will undergo special training. They'll not only undergo special training related to school resource officers, there's a National Association of School Resource Officers. So this concept isn't unique to Port Huron. It's in place all around our country. And so they provide some really good training and offerings and opportunities for school resource officers. So there's a commitment from Chief Baker and from the school district to assure that these folks are getting training specialized in working in the schools with students and staff every day. We also will bring them fully up to speed on different initiatives we have within our school, such as our positive behavioral supports and interventions, how we work with students with special needs. So they will be fully embraced in the school culture. They'll be fully aware of how we meet the needs of all students in school. And again, it's important to stress for anyone who might have a little anxiety about it, they're not there to just act immediately anytime something might go bump in the school. They're there to be hands-on and responsive to things that might require law enforcement involvement. And for us to have them on site and not only working in our high schools, but across our elementary schools and middle schools, just gives us that great added level of security and a deterrent, really, for people that might think about coming in and doing something unfortunate in our public school system.
These are going to be armed officers, right?
They will be armed officers. They'll be in uniform. And I think that's important, too, is that people understand that armed officers aren't always a threat, and they're not always menacing, and there doesn't have to be an intimidation factor. They carry that weapon because they're licensed and trained professionals to do so. They will be ready to act and respond if there's a problem or concern in our schools, but more than anything, they're going to be a proactive, positive force for kids and staff every day, building dynamic relationships and being a part of those learning communities. And that's the power, I think, of it is, there are so many proactive things that they will be able to help and work with our staff and our administration on. It's going to be hard to measure all of those things, but we just know that them being in our schools, and you look at schools that have done this, the overall level of incidents that happens in the schools that has a school resource officer presence is very low. And a lot of things never make the news, never make the headlines, because they're headed off at the pass, if you will, before they ever materialize. So it's a real positive step for our community. The partnership with the city is awesome. And again, really, it's about safety and security for our students, our staff, and really our whole community. And the benefit, too, will be that these officers, in the down times of the school year, they're still Port Huron City Police officers. So they'll be able to cover events in the community as needed by chief. So, there's some good flexibility there. But also for us, again, having their presence in our schools, added level of safety and security, and also relationship building, opportunity for kids to explore career paths potentially if they want to go into law enforcement. Lots of indirect and direct benefits to these folks coming on board.
Jamie, we appreciate the information this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks, Paul.